This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Four members of an evangelical Christian group entered not guilty pleas today to several felony counts, including rioting. The Philadelphia Four, as they're known, were arrested while protesting at a gay and lesbian celebration last fall. The charges have drawn criticism from conservative Christians who say the protesters' only crime was reading from Scripture in public. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Conservative groups around the country are rallying behind the Philadelphia Four. Joe Murray is a lawyer for the American Family Association's Center for Law and Policy, which is helping with the defense. He talked about the case on the AFA's radio show.
I'm going to tell you something. Jim Crow has been resurrected in Philadelphia, and instead of being targeted at African Americans, he is targeting Christians.
In particular, Murray says Philadelphia is targeting an evangelical Christian group called Repent America. The group's founder, Michael Markavich, is charged with 5 misdemeanors and 3 felonies, including a violation of Pennsylvania's hate speech law. The charges stem from events in October of last year, when Markavich and 10 of his followers went to evangelize, in their words, at Outfest. According to the police report, Markavich used a bullhorn to, quote, preach anti-gay lesbian messages and ignored police orders to move. Assistant Philadelphia District Attorney Charles Ehrlich says the Repent America protesters were trying to provoke the crowd.
They were calling the people who were at the festival an abomination. They were saying they were going to hell, that what they were doing was immoral, things like that.
The DA's office is charging Markavich with trying to incite a riot, but defense attorney Scott Shields says his client was simply repeating what the Bible says about homosexuality.
Here in the city of Philadelphia, it's okay to be openly homosexual. It's not okay to be openly Christian, and they've shut down the open public marketplace of ideas to Michael Markavich and other members of his group, and that's unprecedented.
If convicted, Michael Markavich could face 47 years in prison, though even his lawyers concede probation is a more likely sentence. Still, Markavich says the Philadelphia DA's office is trying to set a dangerous precedent.
That merely speaking from the Bible concerning homosexuality is now a hate crime. And that precedent, if it is established here in Philadelphia, can set the standard for other cities across our nation, other towns and boroughs, to do the same.
Markavich's attorneys filed a countersuit in federal court against the city, claiming the protesters' First Amendment rights were violated. Prosecutor Charles Ehrlich says the charges are justified. He says the city has to consider everyone's rights.
People have a right to enjoy their religion. People have a right to enjoy festivals without this kind of activity going on. People also have a right to protest within reasonable restrictions, and there was an area set up where they could protest, and that's what this all comes down to.
As a condition of bail, a judge barred the Philadelphia Four from getting within 100 feet of any, quote, homosexual event. Their lawyers will try to get that condition dropped at a hearing on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.